This is a podcast from The Samplecast, Volume 2, Episode 48.
The Samplecast.
Hello, welcome, welcome. I'm Reuben Cornell. Thank you so much for tuning in and downloading the Samplecast. This is number 48. I'll be taking a little break after number 50, but there's loads to pack into this week's show. Unfortunately, there's no big review. I just didn't have time to put a good enough one together, and I don't want to put together substandard reviews for you guys, so there's no review this week. However, there is 14 or 15 products, and I'll cover those in a reasonable amount of depth. Don't forget there's audio examples for all of them as we go along in the podcast. And if you want to see the interfaces and how a lot of these products work, then you can check out the Samplecast YouTube show. All the links for everything you need are on the Samplecast website. Just head to thesamplecast.com. It's pretty easy to get in touch with me. You can just tweet at thesamplecast. You can email me directly, thesamplecast@gmail.com. Or you can hunt me down on Facebook. Just search for The Samplecast. So there's four nice bargains later on in the show. We've got a great freebie. There's three big developer updates. But first off, let's go with the news.
Roundup.
The fourth installment in Rast Sound's World Vocal Series is out now. It's Middle Eastern female vocals recorded in Iran. Here you've got 450 samples, which in total are over 900 megabytes in size. There's over 200 improvisations, 185 multi-samples, 58 loops, and you've got 14 contact instruments in there, including legato. These run in the full version of Contact 5, and the demos sound really lovely. Check it out at the Rast Sound website. A new pack from Cine Tools. This is Titan Omaki. I think I'm pronouncing that correctly, although I've really got no idea. This is one for the trailer and sound design composers out there. You've got 800 sounds here, which are 5.5 gigabytes in total size. And you've got all the usual suspects, all the usual type of sounds you'd expect from a trailer library like this, including atmospheres, Brahms, hits, impacts, sub-booms, risers, sweeps, stingers, loads more in there as well. There are also some drum and percussion beds too. Do check it out at the Cine Tools or the Loopmasters websites.
Thank you.
Next up, Abstrung by Audiofire. This instrument is for the full version of Kontakt 5.5 and above, and combines the sound of strung plucked instruments such as zithers. They've also sampled dulcimers, there's mandolins in there, and loads more to create kind of arpeggiated soundscapes and playable hybrid instruments. It's pretty huge. It's over 20 gigabytes in size with over 12,000 samples. If you've never come across Audiofire instruments before, then you're probably going to be completely overwhelmed by this at first glance, but do take the time to watch the 20-25 minute overview video, and I think you'll be pretty excited by the randomization options, the impulse responses, and the other functions. I know I was really itching to give it a play. Check it out at the Audiofire website now. It's another week and another mention for Audict. They're really pumping out these libraries and updates. Now, this is something I've been working on this particular week, and you can see my overview video on the Audict website. It's the first in a new series from them, and they're tackling solo strings. This is the viola. It's the first one in the set, and it's about 12 gigabytes running in the full version of Kontakt 4 and above. So here you've got multiple dynamics, 14 articulations, 4 different types of legato, there's portamento as well, you've got 4 trills at different intervals too, and they've also recorded 7 different microphone positions. I'm not going to go into more detail or blab about it much more, as I've covered Audict quite a lot recently, as I say, but if you're in the market for a smooth sounding solo viola, you can't go far wrong with this. Do check it out. I haven't mentioned Mode Audio for a while, and I do want to squeeze in a couple of packs of theirs this week. There's a few new releases, but these two really stood out to me. The first is Askew Hip Hop Loops. You've got a half gig here of off-kilter drums, bass lines, and MIDI loops geared up for kind of wonky hip hop tracks. You've also got another pack called Soul Trap, which is a trap R&B pack based around 400 megabytes of 808 basses, drums, synths, and keys. They also include tail samples for the loops and the accompanying MIDI loops as well. Do have a look at the link in the description below for Mode Audio. We'll be right back. Dronar Dark Synthesis next by Gothic Instruments. It's available from Time and Space. And this is Gothic Instruments' newest offering, which takes them to the kind of dark and mysterious synthy side of scoring. So think about the scores for Stranger Things, for Drive, the movie, all of those sort of foreboding, sort of neon scores. This runs in the full version of Kontakt 5.6 and above, and is over 7 gigabytes in size with 127 presets. It's a familiar interface for anyone who's used to the Dronar series. You'll feel pretty much at home. It combines the high, mid, low, and effects layers to create constantly evolving soundscapes. There are discounts available for owners of other Dronar libraries. Do have a look at the Time and Space website. They kindly sent it to me for a play, and I could see it being pretty useful for foreboding soundscapes, that sort of thing. I also enjoyed programming the interface myself to come up with more kind of chimey sounds than the presets offered, but that was really half the fun. Check it out at the Time and Space website, and there'll be more info on Dronar later on in the show.
VST.
Four bargains this week, and they're all pretty good if I say so myself. The week's biggest deal is from Audio Plugin Deals, and to be honest, it's pretty much a no-brainer for anyone involved in Foley, sound design, or trailer scoring. It's Boom Libraries Cinematic Effects Bundle. Now, I've used Boom Libraries myself for quite a number of years, and I tend to grab for them when I need really kind of hard-hitting effects. This particular bundle has three of their best libraries, in my opinion, and it's really a steal. You get the Metal Bundle, Trailers Designed, and Darkness Designed as well. These normally retail for about $500 in total, but they're now 80% off at $99. This next library is less of a bargain deal and more of an intro deal, but it's such a good intro deal and such a cheap price, I really want to mention it here. It's Guitarscaped 2 from Boys Sound Escapes, I hope that's right. This atmospheric guitar library appeared on my radar a few days ago, and I don't know too much about the creators, but listening to the demos, it does sound great, and for a limited time, it's on an intro price of 40% off. That brings the price down to just over a fiver, which is pretty great. You can also use the discount on their previous Guitarscaped libraries, which is a bonus. There's 80 contact instruments here, and you've got WAV files as well. I really like the sound of them. The demo's good. So go and support this upcoming developer. It's only a few quid. Won't burn too much of a hole in your pocket. A quick mention for 8DO, as they're having a splurge on almost their entire range. Admittedly, that does bring the price just about in line with their competitors, but the quality of their libraries is undeniable. Just to use the code 8DO40 for this offer. This is a track from 8DO's Suspended Percussion Library. And lastly, sample tracks, VST Buzz's new deal this week. It's 70% off Stigma, which is a library that I highly recommend and rate. It's almost 3 GB of vocal textures, atmospheres, and drones running in the full version of Kontakt 5.5 and above, and it's also supplied as standalone WAVs. At under €10, you can't really go wrong. You shouldn't have to think too hard about picking it up. Do head to the link in the show notes for more details.
Free VST.
There's one main freebie this week. Head over to the Time and Space website for a free version of Dronar, which I mentioned one of their packs earlier on in the show. You've got 20 presets here taken from the 4 Dronar modules that have been so far released. And as a bonus, you get most of the controls in the full version of Contact 5.6.8 and above. Can't say fairer than that, so go and pick it up at the Time and Space link in the show notes.
Developer update.
Quite a lot of big updates this week. The first is Loop Session Series Rhythmology by Sample Logic. You'll have seen me cover Rhythmology a few weeks ago, and Sample Logic have now slimmed down the features of that library and granted access to over 1,000 loops for those that aren't too bothered about using the full engine. So you get a basic engine here with this new product. It's called Loop Session Series, and it gives you all of those loops from Rhythmology in a WAV format, and within that handy contact engine for auditioning the sounds far more quickly than within Rhythmology itself. There's also a version if you already own Rhythmology, if you just want the WAVs and new engine to play with. Have a look at the link in the description below for the Sample Logic site. A little mention for Umlaut Audio, who are now providing templates for their custom contact instrument options in all sorts of different flavours. There are 7 templates available in total, and they all do slightly different jobs. This means it's less expensive than before to get your own custom instruments made up by Umlaut, and you can further tweak the templates by letting them do some of the back-end legwork. Although if you choose this route, I'll warn you now, they're not cheap. But if you want something bespoke, then Umlaut might be the way to go. Thank you. Last up in the updates, it's Beatbox Anthology 2 from UVI. This huge update to the original Beatbox Anthology has a completely redesigned interface with a new sequencer. There's far more features on board and loads more content. It runs in the UVI player or Falcon, has 11,000 samples, which cover 111 different drum machines. It also now includes MIDI drag and drop functionality so that you can write patterns on the interface of Beatbox Anthology 2 and then drag and drop them into your DAW. It's pretty handy and quite cool, I thought. So there are some nice new layering functions here as well for stacking drum sounds in the interface and plenty of pre-rolled drum patterns to get you going if you're feeling a bit stuck for ideas. It's definitely worth a look for dance music fans and composers like that. Do check out the link in the show notes for details. Thanks so much for tuning into the show. We really couldn't do it without you every week. If you do get a chance, please hop onto iTunes, give us a review and rating in those iTunes charts. That'll really help us. A big shout out for everyone who's been in touch with the show during the week. Thank you so much for your continued support and for watching the show and downloading the podcast. If you'd like to know anything more about it, just check out the website. Everything you need is on there, www.thesamplecast.com. And I'll be back again next week. Bye-bye now.